When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. That bosom of Abraham is the embracement of God in heaven. That in this case, Lazarus being desired and wanted by God, that the Lord just wraps himself around him. He has Abraham embrace him and hold him close so that Lazarus knows he's cared for, that he's wrapped in love. And that very image of that hug, that embrace, that being wrapped in love, at the very core of our hearts, our souls, is what we long for in our place in heaven. To be able to receive that loving embrace of God for all eternity. Now the thing is to accept that part, to achieve that. I look at the life of Lazarus, and yes, he lived a life of poverty, but the thing is that really jumps out at me is that he never complained about it. There was not a woe is me, or how dare this happen to me, or a sense of being irritable, or to grumble. And yet then I see how far away I am from Lazarus. Because when something arises that is difficult, one of my gut reactions is to grumble, to complain immediately, to say, Lord, why is this happening to me? Why did you cause this? Or to have something taken away from me causes me to be irritable. Like the internet, and I'm wondering how Patrick Mahomes is doing in my fantasy league. Something like that. That you're just kind of like, no! When it has no importance whatsoever. There needs to become a spirit for myself, a spirit of detachment. Because Lazarus was attached to nothing on this earth. And that is the blessing, in a way, of being poor. That his desire, knowing that he would be taken care of by God for all eternity in his loving embrace. For when I see this very parable and noticing that I'm not like Lazarus, I notice how much I am more like the rich man, unfortunately. You see, the rich man, because of his wealth, his possessions, his status, his place of power, makes him oblivious to everything else. He's enthralled with what he has. And in a way, as we heard in the first reading, he becomes complacent, only noticing those good things around him and not the needs of others. He fails to see Lazarus. And the part becomes, though, I recognize myself being in this area of the rich man, because, you know, I may not be rich in the whole worldly standards. I'm not a Bill Gates. I'm not a Warren Buffett. But yet, I do have a meal every single day, 3 times a day, actually. I do have a roof over my head. I get to shower and to cleanse myself. I have clothes and shoes to protect my body. And even outside of just those possessions, the greatest thing, I've got great friends. I got a wonderful family who continue to support me and to raise me up. I got a fantastic job at a wonderful parish. And I've got great health. And so when looking at this, you know what? I'm really a lot richer than I want to lead on. I have so many gifts, so many blessings. And the thing is none of those are wrong. None of those in and of themselves are bad until I become just complacent in them and I fail to see when someone is lacking in one of these things. And it might be the need for food or the need for clothing. For Jesus says, when I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. When I was naked, you clothed me. But Jesus also said there was the need for friendship. That one who may be alone at home is just longing to have the phone ring to speak to a person. Or the person in the hospital longing for someone just to come to comfort them, to know that they're not going through this very trial, this very sickness by themselves. You see, my complacency will at times make me fail to realize the needs of others because things are just going hunky-dory for me. I fail to see the needs of others themselves. But when I enter into that need, when I'm willing to be able to take on that need myself, I'm able to become much more alert. And that is why the church recommends to take the time to fast every so often. To be able to say, you know what, let me deny myself this without complaint, without irritability, so that I may be able to see when another person is in need. That's why we give things up, and not just during the season of Lent, but are called to offer up something every single Friday, whether that be to offer up meat, but it could be too to say, you know what, I'm going to offer up the internet. I'm going to offer up music this day, or I'm going to offer up TV. And in that time, I'm going to make a phone call to a friend or to a family member I haven't spoken to in a while. Or I'm going to reach out to someone else in need to be able to show my great love for them, because I'm now more aware of that very part. For myself, it's to enter into silence. To not be able to hear anything makes me more alert of those who go through the day without anyone to talk to, without anyone to be able to lend an ear to what they have to say. You see, our fastings help us to be alert. It pulls us out of that complacency of the rich man and to see the very poverty of others and their need for our generosity to be embraced by us so that we all together may be embraced by God. And nothing lives this more than the very Eucharist we celebrate. For in the Alleluia verse, we heard that Jesus became poor. You see, Jesus is very rich. He's God. He has all the graces of heaven. But he became poor. He came down to earth to you and to me who are poor, who are without grace, in order to give us his grace, in order to enrich us, to have a place in heaven. He became poor. He gave up everything so as to make us who are poor rich in his grace. And in the very Eucharist we celebrate, he does the exact same thing, becoming our very food when he changes bread and wine into his body and blood. He pours himself out again so that we may be enriched by him. And so as we approach our Lord in this Eucharist, may we seek to not be oblivious to the needs around us, but rather to empty ourselves out through our prayers, through our fastings, to recognize then the needs of others as Christ recognizes our needs, and to be able to share in the very love of God that he gives to us in this Mass, because it is then that when we die, we too then will be carried away by the angels to the bosom of Abraham, to the very embrace of God for all eternity in his heavenly kingdom. Praise be Jesus Christ through his mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.